Ang Factoria Cafe sa Sydney ay gumagamit lamang ng Facebook at Instagram upang mag-advertise ng kanilang produkto at kaganapan. Sinabi ng kanilang General Manager Carmelina Catanzariti na ang mga posts ng kanilang mga candy at cake ay popular, subalit hindi lamang siya tumitingin sa mga likes.
It's more than likes. We're looking for comments. We're looking for shares. If we see anyone sharing our Instagram posts or we're sharing our Facebook, that's when we know it's reached out.
Kung minsan, sinabi ni Binibining Catanzariti, kailangan niyang magbayad upang maipromote ang isang post para sa mas malaking exposure.
We may have a large fan base, but it may only reach a small percentage of people. So that's why with the algorithm that sometimes we need to pay for the post so it reaches a larger amount of people. So that's when we look at our insights as well to know when it is the best time to post.
Samantalang mas gustong gumamit ng team sa The Factoria ng tradisyonal na forma ng social media, ang iba ay gumagamit ng ibang plataforma. Sinabi ng mga nagtatag ng teeth whitening product distributor na Hi Smile, Nick Mikrovich at Alec Tomich, nakapokus na sila ngayon sa Snapchat upang makakuha ng kliyente. Sinabi ni Ginoong Mirkovits na may bentahe ang Snapchat.
We're obviously now on Instagram, Facebook. Facebook's massive with advertising, but I think the one we're really looking at is Snapchat. There's just so much potential there. There's so much attention of our target market, the 14 to 24-year-old females especially.
Sinabi naman ni Alex Tomich na nagbabayad sila ng mga influencers, kalimitan ay mga modelo o dating personalidad sa telebisyon, upang pumalit sa kanilang account at pagpapalabas ng mga nakakaakit na laman.
We see the trend definitely going towards Snapchat, and it's something that for us we feel we have to be the first ones on them. We have to be putting good content on that social media platform. So it was the right move to get someone full time just to manage and put this content in.
Maaaring mahirap sukatin ang tagumpay ng social media strategy, subalit sinabi ng dalawa na nakatulong itong palakihin ang kanilang negosyo, magbuhat ng simula nilang mamuhunan ng $10,000 bawat isa, 18 buwana ang nakakalipas. Ang negosyo ngayon ay umaabot sa $10 million. Ayon kay Libby Hay ng Census, ang negosyo ay mas maganda sa social media kahit na may tinatanggap na negatibong feedback na hindi maganda.
It's really great that businesses are moving more to social media, but there's still quite a long way to go. A couple of reasons why. So we know around 52% of consumers that have a positive experience with a brand online are more likely to then go and purchase products or services from that particular brand.
Ang programang Small Business Secrets ay magsisimula sa SBS sa darating na linggo, 31 ng Hulyo, sa ganap na 5 ng hapon sa SBS TV.